Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charan Birmahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. While the San Jose Sharks are back home after a five-game road trip, they only won one of those five matchups. They started on a high and ended on a low. And we'll cover all those, but before that, let me introduce to Zubair. Welcome to the show, Zubair.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here again.
Well, so the Sharks started off in against the Detroit Red Wings. Love to see the first goal of the game from Ruta, followed up by Nico Sturm. They were up 2-0 going into second.
Yeah, that was a great overall game. Good start. You know, we want to see the Sharks start with the lead. They play a little differently when they have that. It's nice to get the first goal and then also finish a game.
And one of the things you're talking about earlier, what Sharks need to do is learn to score. Well, in that game, they got a strong win. I think it was a 6-3 win. Yeah. But then off they go to Columbus. What do you think happened in Columbus?
You know, I think Columbus is more of the familiar story that we've seen a lot of the Sharks, where they're struggling to score consistently. But, you know, one good takeaway from the entire road trip that we were talking about, you know, a couple of games where they did put in 5+ goals. And you know, that to me is progression at least. And so overall, a good road trip.
So in Columbus, the only goal from the San Jose Sharks came from Tyler Toffoli, but he also got injured, sort of sad for the Sharks. He's been doing well, but also in that first matchup against Detroit, Nico Sturm, who scored that goal in the first, but he was also injured. So now Sharks are on the road, and they're down two really good players. Nico Sturm is number one in faceoff circles, has been bringing a lot of consistency and energy to the Sharks line. So after that, they go to face off New York Islanders, and that was a tough night again for the Sharks, where they lost 4-1. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, Islanders are a good team. I know it's not in the standings, but, you know, they've struggled with injuries as well. I think Barzal was out for 21 games this season, but that's a good squad over there, and a lot of respect with that team and the way they play, and I think you could really see that, their speed, their ability to move the puck up ice, score on the rush, and, you know, overall the Sharks just needed to control the puck more and not play on their heels so much, something that also happened in Columbus.
Yeah, so I guess one positive thing there is when none of the Sharks' lines were really clicking, there came Barclay Goodrow. Yeah. So, and again, in the first game against Detroit, Nico Sturm, and even from defense, Ruta. So those were some of the things that were working for the Sharks on the road. And after that, they go to Boston. You know, that's where all the kids are from. So that was their hometown. I guess all the kids had a great time meeting family, friends. And you want to talk a little bit about Will there, who had a strong night.
Yeah, to your point, I mean, just all the connections, right? Henry Thrun going to Harvard, Will Smith, Macklin Celebrini, and obviously general manager Mike Greer, right? There's just such a strong connection to that city. And I think, was it Will Smith had 100 tickets that he got or
something? Yeah, 100 family members. So that really, he had a reason to perform there.
Yeah, and he did, right? I think we were talking earlier. It's nice to see someone in the pros actually pay more to watch a game than to play. He probably lost some money on that game, kind of like what we have to do in adult league. So I thought that was kind of funny. But overall, I mean, what a performance. I would say the best game of the season from Will Smith. And you know, and he was known in college to perform on the stage when the game mattered the most. And so, you know, maybe there's an element of his family and friends being there, but I hope to see more of that from him. But we saw stuff that is elite. I think there's very few people that could do what he did, but what I like to see about the points that he got was how he got those points. Not only did he just, you know, score on the rush, no, he had a good defensive play on both the goal and the assist. The first one in the neutral zone, picking the puck in the neutral zone, moving it quick to Granlin, getting that pass back, and that shot was elite. Post in, beautiful shot. Same thing on the second one, getting on the bench, getting right into the defensive zone, taking out a body, moving that puck up ice instantly for his assist. Both plays elite defensively as well, which is what we want to see in his development.
And you know, when Will is sort of playing with that confidence, that attitude, he's fun to watch. And we definitely got to see that highlight in the second period. Now that game, also Barclay Goodrow opened up the scoring for the Sharks. Again, another, you know, third, fourth liner guy who's been really having a great impact on the game. But Sharks go into the third period, and here comes that deadly third period where the Sharks were leading 3-2, but they gave up four goals in that period, and they lost. That was a tough loss for the Sharks, but nonetheless, it was 6-3, and off they go to Nashville Predators. So that's one of the games that was really exciting to watch if you're a Sharks fan, but at the same time, it was really disappointing just as much. Sharks were on a lead halfway through that game, 5-1. So you thought game is all but over, but man, boy, that Nashville came back quickly with those two quick goals, and then it was all Predators.
Yeah, absolutely. We were watching that together, actually, and you know, the tables turned pretty quickly there in the second period. But you know, you want to see the Sharks play 60 minutes. I think they're going to have to learn that. This is a very young group. You know, you're relying on Will Smith, Macklin Celebrini, Henry Thrun. These are young guys that are going to learn what it takes to play 60 minutes. And on the other side, I know Nashville in the standings isn't where they want to be, but that's a veteran group with Ryan O'Reilly, Steven Stamkos, and Marchessault. These are Stanley Cup champions. They know how to turn it on at the right moments. And you saw them take over the game, which I think is going to make for a very interesting game tonight, because the Sharks better come out with some fire tonight.
And maybe that is a bit of a sign of a young team, where when they're leading, it's hard for them to find the same momentum. And when they're losing, it's also hard to play. And where the veteran teams, they play the same game regardless of the score. And that's why they keep coming back. They keep coming back. But nonetheless, as the Sharks are maturing, yeah, they're getting better and better. But a couple of exciting things for the tonight's matchup, since, again, it's against the Nashville Predators. So now Sharks have a little axe to grind here after that tough loss. Well, one of the things is Sharks acquired Walker from the waivers. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I think he's a great player. I mean, we're getting someone in Walker and Dewar, both wingers that I think are north-south players. You know, wingers that can just big bodies, that can move quick. That's something that he, you know, Greer's wants to address in the way that we play. Look at Grundstrom and Delandria, similar vein of players, north-south players, can move the puck up ice, have some speed, a little bit of grit. And I think getting those guys is helpful, especially if you push them down to the AHL. Barracuda, I think, are going to make a good run in the playoffs. So these guys only help our depth.
Now, obviously, he's been a little bit up and down in the lineup between NHL, AHL. He's done well in the AHL, not so much on the NHL. So he's looking forward to his chance tonight. You know, in the Sharks lineup, he's expected to play. So why don't we go to him?
You know, so how do you think you fit in the Sharks? It's a young sort of rebuilding team. And how do you feel you fit into that?
Yeah, just talking with the coaching staff and management. They could use a guy like me with some speed and size. So I think, you know, if I play to my game, and kind of that's what their expectations are for me. So that's what I'm looking to do.
This is sort of a critical part of your career, just to show you belong in this league. Obviously, it's a contract year for you. I mean, is that just want to show that you can play in the NHL?
Yeah, I think it's huge for me. I think I've shown at times that I belong in this league, and I've had good stretches at it. But like you said, it's a fresh start, and you know, a new group and coaching staff that I got to prove to. So I'm excited for that opportunity, and yeah, just ready to get going.
What's it like when you play with a couple of years on the line with guys you don't really know that well? But what's that as far as getting adjusted, building some chemistry? Is that tough to do right away? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously gonna be a little tough. You don't have any practices, especially to get used to them. But I mean, that just makes it kind of easy for yourself in a sense too. You're gonna keep your game simple, and you know, just do what I do best, and like I said, keep it simple.
Now, what are you doing when you are playing like you feel like you belong in the league? What are you doing?
Using my speed, being physical and a responsible player, and I think being physical and using my speed are the two main aspects where I'm most successful.
It means something that San Jose claimed you, which means that they were front of the line there. So, you know, that you went, at least you went very early there. That team really, really wanted you in the front of the line there too.
Yeah, you know, you always want to be somewhere where you're wanted, so for them to do that, I'm extremely grateful and thankful for this opportunity, so, yeah.
And you feel you're getting a good opportunity here, or feel good to have a good opportunity here? It looks like you're skating with Wennberg and on the third line there. So.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for myself. So yeah, I'm just kind of ready to go and ready to run with it.
Well, like I said, so tonight San Jose Sharks are taking on the Nashville Predators, who are in the number 7 spot in the Central Division with 41 points. They're fourth from the bottom overall in the league, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the league and in the Pacific Division with just 34 points. Tonight is the second of 3 matchups against the Nashville Predators. They lost one there. Now they have a chance to win one at home and tie the series. And they will have one more matchup later again at the SAP Center. So with that, what do you think? We got a shot here tonight. Couple of changes in the lineup. I know Toffoli is back. And then, of course, we got a new guy playing. So you should have a little extra jump.
Yeah, I agree with you. I you know, just feeling the momentum and, you know, these are competitive people. I know it's a young group in the Sharks locker room, and they're going up a very veteran group in Nashville. But, you know, they got to have some jump in them tonight. And like you said, getting a veteran like Toffoli back in the lineup and then also a new winger, I think that's going to give it a little extra boost to the Sharks tonight.
Yeah, and I guess the player Sharks got to watch is Forsberg and Marchessault. Yeah. And many of you remember Marchessault from that Vegas game where the Sharks scored the 4 goals and basically ended their run, and they were looking to go to Stanley Cup, and that was round 1. And I believe Marchessault was caught sort of crying in the locker room. It was a tough night for him. Well, he's going to be on the ice tonight, and he's having great success. He has 3 points in the last matchup against the Sharks, and so does Forsberg. He also had 1 goal and 2 assists. So those are the guys the Sharks got to watch. In the last 5 games from the Sharks, it's Granlund, who had 3 goals, and Celebrini had 4 assists. And Celebrini is also leading in points with 5 points over the last 5 games. With that, let's go to the Sharks' projected lineup tonight. So on the top line for the San Jose Sharks tonight is Fabian Zetterlund, Mikael Granlund, Will Smith. On the second is William Eklund, Macklin Celebrini with Tyler Toffoli. On the third line is Nikolai Kovalenko with Alexander Wennberg and Walker Duehr. On the fourth line is Barclay Goodrow with Luke Cunning and Ty Dellandrea. In the defense tonight with Jake Wallman is Cody Ceci. Timothy Liljegren is Mario Ferraro, Henry Thrun with Jan Ruta. In the net tonight is going to be Yaroslav Askarov. Well, we got Yaroslav from the Predators, so it's his first chance to face his own team who drafted him in the first round. Well, right from the start, the Predators were all over the Sharks. On the very first shift by Mario Ferraro, he had the puck behind the net. He made a clearing attempt, basically tried to pass to Zetterlund on the left board, but ill-advised pass at that, which led Zetterlund taking a tripping penalty. And on the power play, Novak made this amazing pass from the right circle onto the tape of Nyquist on the bottom of the left circle for a one-timer shot to the short side, which put the Predators up on a 1-0 lead.
Novak had a goal the other night, drops it for Gus Nyquist, the former Shark. That's off the mark. Here's Brady Shea to the wing. Far side, they score. It's Nyquist, and it is a power play goal, and it's 1-0 Nashville. Here's Brady Shea to the wing. Far side, they score. It's Nyquist, and it is a power play goal, and it's 1-0 Nashville.
Well, less than a minute later, Tommy Novak skated the puck over the left side, over that blue line, into the offensive zone. And eventually, from the left circle, he passed it to Svechkov behind the net. Svechkov made a wraparound attempt, but the puck popped out on the tape of Novak again, and he put it to the short side and made it 2-0 Predators.
Here's Tommy Novak, who picked up an assist on the power play goal scored by the second unit. Here's another goal by Novak, and it's 2-0. Here's Tommy Novak, who picked up an assist on the power play goal scored by the second unit. Here's another goal by Novak, and it's 2-0.
Another minute and a half later, Macklin Celebrini had the puck on the right boards on the outside of that right circle. He tried to clear the puck by wrapping it around behind the goal, but that puck was intercepted by Barron near the blue line. He took a hard shot that got deflected to the far side and made it 3-0 Predators.
What kind of thing you ever want to see, and hopefully we won't see again forever. And there's a shot that goes in. Oh no. From the right point,
deflected.
Somehow found its way past Yaroslav Askarov. It is 3-0. What kind of thing you ever want to see, and hopefully we won't see again forever. And there's a shot that goes in. Oh no.
Well, that was ninth consecutive goal by the Predators, unanswered by the Sharks. They ended the last game with that six goals that were unanswered, and now they tapped on three more. At just a couple of minutes later, Mario Ferraro took a hard shot on goal from that kind of a mid-high slot, but that shot got double deflected by Kovalenko and by Walker into the net, and Walker just scored his first goal as a Sharks and made it 3-1 Predators.
Back for Ferraro. Alex Wennberg takes a few steps. Ferraro a shot, and they score! Nikolai Kovalenko at the front. So was Walker Dewar. It's 3-1. Back for Ferraro. Alex Wennberg takes a few steps. Ferraro a shot, and they score! Nikolai Kovalenko at the front. So was Walker Dewar. It's 3-1.
Well, just after 16-minute mark, again, Mario Ferraro, he sure made up for that first shift. He skated the puck down to the left circle on the dot and just ripped a laser through lots of screen in front of the goalie, which ended up in the net. And that's how the second period ended, with the Sharks down with just one goal. That was a huge comeback for the Sharks in a game that was practically over before the half of that first period. It ended with 3-2 at the end of first, but Sharks were outshot 11-14.
Saved by Annan there off Liljegren, who jumped in. Back to Mario Ferraro. They do get another one. Super Mario makes it 3-2.
Well, just over a minute into that second period, Philip Forsberg scored with a wraparound. Now, that's a goal that Yaroslav got to have. For some reason, he just couldn't get back from his left to that right post, so he kind of put it in an open net and made it 4-2 Sharks.
Stamkos, he'll pick a spot on the boards. Askarov comes out to handle it. Back in front, Sisson saved by Askarov. Wrap around, they score. You could feel it coming. Forsberg makes it 4-2. Back in front, Sisson saved by Askarov. Wrap around, they score. You could feel it coming. Forsberg makes it 4-2.
Well, just over 7 minutes into that second period, while the Predators were on a power play, Marchessault took a hard shot from the left circle. Yaroslav made the save. He thought he had the puck, but the puck trickled through his five hole behind him, and Steven Stamkos just pounced on it and put it in the net. And now they're back on a 5-2 lead. They're back on that three-goal lead. So we'll see how the Sharks respond to that.
Quickly to Josi on the wing. The one-timer after on the save, and the putback goes in. Ryan O'Reilly puts it in, or was it Stamkos?
I think Stamkos.
It is Stamkos, that, yeah. And it's 5-2. Quickly to Josi on the wing. The one-timer after on the save, and the putback goes in. Ryan O'Reilly puts it in, or was it Stamkos?
I think Stamkos.
It is Stamkos, that, yeah. And it's 5-2.
Well, another 5 minutes later, just past the 12-minute mark, Wennberg made a pass from the backboards from behind the goal line to Henry Thrun, sort of in the mid-high slot, and Henry Thrun took a shot that ended up in the back of the net. But let me tell you, Luke Cunning was originally covering for Henry Thrun, but as they traded places, Cunning really provided the screen in front of the goalie, which allowed that shot to go in the net, and that cut the lead by the Predators to just 2 goals.
Wennberg, here's Thrun, score! Wennberg, here's Thrun, score!
And just another minute later, a semi 3-on-2 developed going the other way. Granlund had the puck. He was in the middle. He passed it to Will Smith on the right, who tried to pass it back to Granlund, but it ended up all the way on the left on the tape of Fabian Zetterlund, and he put it in on the short side and made it a 1-goal game. And that really stunned the Predators.
Granlund Nice cut to the inside with Will Smith. Back for Granlund. They score! Damian Sutherland. It's a one-goal game again. Granlund. Nice cut to the inside with Will Smith. Back for Granlund. They score! Damian Sutherland. It's a one-goal game again.
So now that it being a one-goal game again really led to some theatrics just right off the face-off. I guess they were first time in the Sharks' history, three consecutive fights from that face-off, each one just 2 seconds apart. Well, so the second period ended with the game tied at five, so it's going to be a one exciting third period. Now, as far as the shots, now the shots are 23-22 Predators.
Pass in front for Toffoli. It bounces to Granlund. Over to Celebrini. He scores! Backlund ties the game. Toffoli. It bounces to Granlund. Over to Celebrini. He scores! Backlund ties the game. Pass in front for Toffoli. It bounces to Granlund. Over to Celebrini. He scores!
Well, it was a nail-biter third period with both teams tied at five each. Just over 6 minutes into that third period, Barclay Goodrow took a slashing penalty. And on that power play, Fedor Svechkov had the puck on top of the right circle. And he sort of made this half moon, skated from the right top circle to the top of left circle, and wristed a shot to the far side and made it 6-5. Nashville Predators. Unfortunately, that's how the game ended today with the final score of 6-5 Nashville.
Fedor Svechkov scores! He found the top corner over the shoulder of Askarov. It's 6-5. Fedor Svechkov scores! He found the top corner over the shoulder of Askarov. It's 6-5.
Well, Barclay Goodrow have been playing well, especially on the road. He scored the only goal for the Sharks in against the Islanders. And then he also opened up the scoring for the Sharks at Boston against the Bruins. And even tonight, he was very visible, brought a lot of physicality to his game. Also had a fight, dropped the gloves. But unfortunately, that late penalty was a tough one.
Barclay, beginning of the game there, obviously you guys go down 3-0, and then you guys have those series of fights. You know, obviously Luke's fight, the first one, maybe that's kind of customary in that situation. But your fight, the second one, you know, was that sort of something that you guys talked about before, or you just thought that was the moment to do it?
No, I to be honest, I didn't even know Cunny was about to fight. I was trying to do the same thing. So, not something we talked about. I think we all just had that mindset that it was the team needed that at that time, and I think everyone responded great to it.
Can you talk about that surge that that it did seem to bring to the team and to the crowd?
When?
After the fights.
Yeah, that, obviously when you do that, you're trying to create energy and create a little bit of a spark, and I thought the guys responded great, and it's good to see the crowd get into it.
Tied 5-5 though, there was that a penalty call on you at the Forsberg. Did you think that Forsberg went down easy there? What was your view of that?
No, it's just it's a bad penalty to take at that time of the game.
Well, when the Sharks were down 3-0, it was Luke Cunning who started that fight. And, of course, his whole line fought one after the other. But he was the one who sort of ignited the fire on the Sharks' bench, and which led to that comeback for the San Jose Sharks. He also played a huge role on that Henry Thrun goal, even though he was not on the score sheet. But it was him who skated straight up to that goal and provided that screen, which allowed Henry's goal to end up in the net.
Luke, obviously not the start you guys wanted, but you got in that fight, and obviously the two fights following. What goes into that? Is it just kind of in that moment somebody's got to step up, maybe drop the gloves, wake the team up there?
You want to try to bring something, do something. Obviously, a couple quick ones there, and good job on our group and bouncing back there after that. So got a few towards the end of that period. And, you know, it was a good response by the group.
Is there an understanding or what goes into that maybe shift after you guys give up that third goal while you're on the bench? Is it something that coach says to you, like, we need a spark? Or what goes into that situation where you...
No, I think we're all competitive guys. We've been in the league long enough, you know. Different ways to, you know, try to get a spark or whatever that may be. And, you know, I think, you know, all three of us for sure are, you know, willing to do that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think too much goes into it. Just, you know, competitive and want to try to get something going.
Well, also a great first game for Walker Duehr as the San Jose Sharks, as he just got traded and it was his first game. And the first goal for the Sharks was from him. And as he has said, he wanted to bring the physicality and north-south game to the San Jose Sharks hockey. And he was in front of the net, which then puck had a double bounce and eventually bounced off of him into the net. So he got the first goal for the Sharks tonight, his first as a Shark. He only had just over 8 minutes of ice time, which is the lowest on the Sharks roster. Well, actually the lowest is Tyler Landria, but he didn't play the full game. He never returned after that hit to the head. But nonetheless, it's a great game for Walker.
Walker comes in a loss here, but nice to find the score sheet here and find the back of the net.
Yeah, it was nice to find one there. And I think it was a nice response goal, too, after what those three guys did. It was pretty awesome to see that out of those guys.
What did you see on that play? What, like your goal kind of maybe ricocheted off a couple people there?
Yeah, I think it hit Kobe and then bounced back and hit me. Honestly, didn't. I thought it hit me, but I wasn't 100% sure, but I was close.
You know, you talk about that moment, right? You guys are down 3-0. There's three fights. I don't know, what is it, a minute and a half, 2 minutes ago? What do you see that response like? I mean, this is your first game with the team. What is your impressions on that? And then to get the goal to chase the momentum.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome to see, you know, out of those three guys, it's not an easy thing to do. And then for all of them to do it, you know, I think it kind of showed there, really shifted the momentum. We kind of took over there. And, yeah, huge credit to those guys.
Well, coach talked about some of the positives, especially the grit that Sharks showed and how, you know, when they dug that 3-0 hole, they were able to dig back. But of course, an untimely penalty in the third on a tied game was a tough one, which at the end costed the game. But also, he talked about Yaroslav. He'd done great in the net. You know, quite frankly, he made some huge saves. But that start of that second period, those two goals in that first whatever few minutes, those were kind of tough ones. You know, one sort of trickled through the 5-0, which he thought he made the save. And the second one was that wraparound.
Takeaways from a game like this?
Yeah, I thought we battled. Cut away from us there. We competed. Did some things to get back in the hockey game that showed some fight and character. So, obviously, unfortunately, we come up with a loss.
Did you feel, you know, I don't know what goes into that situation. I mean, how does a guy, I mean, Cunningham's a very smart guy, go to battle with him? I mean, you have three fights there. What goes into a situation like that? Is that discussed beforehand? Is that something where you get guys, we need to wake up and kind of just kind of knows the situation there?
Yeah, I think the guys know the situation.
Did you like the response? It clearly woke them up. Did you like the team, you know, really galvanizing behind them?
Yeah, great response. Good for all three of those guys to do that. Got us going into the hockey game for sure.
How do you think Will is looking on that line?
Yeah, good. I got another good one for Will tonight. So you can see he's getting more comfortable on the ice, making more plays. So another step in the right direction for him.
Any update on DeLandria there?
No, not yet.
What were your thoughts on the hit? Obviously, the 5-minute major was called. But what were your thoughts on the hit and the team's response there?
Yeah, you know, it's that they got the right call. We responded with a goal, which is nice. I have to look at the hit more in detail.
What'd you see from Walker tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was good. Went to the net, scores a goal, something we talked about this morning. I thought he competed hard on walls, on pucks. Big guy that can skate. So I think it was a good first day for him.
Well, again, a tough loss for the San Jose Sharks against the Nashville Predators. But tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in hit 23-13, while the Predators led in shots 38-35, face-offs 52% to 48%, block shots 16-14, and giveaways 11-8. Both teams were tied in takeaways at 4. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star from the Predators, and it's Philip Forsberg, who had 2 goals and he was +1 tonight. The second star from the San Jose Shark is Mikael Granlund, who had 3 assists and he was +2 tonight. And the third star from the Predators is Justin Nunner, who made 30 saves and he was .857%. I know it was a high scoring game, 6 goals to 5 goals, but overall both of the goalies played really well. They made some amazing saves, timely saves, but nonetheless at the end, loss for the Sharks 6-5. Well, we will see you again on Saturday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Stanley Cup winner, and that's the Florida Panthers right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks app, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.